warning shot during anti-government protests over the weekend. The assistant police commissioner says the officer fired into the air after protesters charged police repeatedly with metal poles, long sticks, and road signs on Sunday night. Pro-government lawmaker Starry Lee says the violence is the fault of the protesters themselves.
The extreme violent protester set roadblocks, set flyer, throw gas bottle, assaulted people, assaulted policemen, and damaged both public and private property, and making a lot of district into a battlefield.
Pro-democracy lawmaker Kwakai K says that the use of water cannons by police against the protesters was unnecessary.
There wasn't any violent behavior towards any other people. They're just standing on the road facing the government, facing the police. There wasn't any property loss. There wasn't any injury to the citizen of Hong Kong.
Well, as the G7 summit wrapped up, President Trump claims progress in the trade war with China. Sagar Magani reports.
The president says serious talks with Beijing will soon start.
We're probably in a much better position now than at any time during the negotiation.
He says his trade team got two very good calls from China yesterday, though Beijing says it has no idea what he's talking about. His China comments came after a surprise summit appearance by Iran's top diplomat. After offering a terse no comment yesterday, the president today said it was no surprise. He knew France had invited Javad Zarif.
Yes, my approval.
And looking ahead to next year's G7.
It'll probably be in Miami.
And probably at his private golf resort. Sagar Magani, Washington.
This is VOA News. Iran has sold the oil from a tanker released by Gibraltar after weeks in the custody of British Royal Marines. Reuters' Joe Davies reports the vessel's new owner, he'll decide on its next destination.
Iran has sold oil from a tanker released by Gibraltar after weeks in the custody of British Royal Marines. The IRIB news agency quoted an Iranian government spokesman on Monday. It added that the vessel's owner will decide its next destination, but didn't identify the recipient of the oil carried by the Adrian Darya tanker. The ship was released after a five-week standoff over whether it was carrying Iranian oil to Syria in violation of European Union sanctions.
That's Reuters' Joe Davies reporting. On Monday, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu ordered the military to cut fuel transfers to Gaza in half. Now, this is in response to rocket attacks from the coastal strip, raising tensions along Israel's southern border. Netanyahu also instructed his staff to prepare plans for building a new neighborhood in the West Bank settlement near where a teenage Israeli girl was killed in an explosion last week. Israel said the blast was a Palestinian attack. A former Republican congressman is launching a challenge to President Trump for the 2020 Republican presidential nomination. AP's Tim McGuire has more.
Conservative radio host and former Republican Congressman Joe Walsh says he's running against President Trump because he fears what would happen should Trump win a second term.
I think the country can survive Trump's four-year tantrum, but you give this guy another 4 years in the White House.
Walsh tells ABC This Week that Trump is unfit.
He's nuts. He's erratic. He's cruel. He stokes bigotry. He's incompetent.
The radio host, who served one term in the House, joins former Massachusetts Governor William Weld as Republican challengers to the president. Tim McGuire, Washington.
Drug overdose deaths in New York City declined slightly last year, but officials say far too many are still dying. AP's Julie Walker reports.
Statistics show 1,444 fatal overdoses citywide last year, down 2.6% from 2017, according to data from the health department. Drug deaths had been rising since 2010. The numbers mirror what appears to be a national trend. The CDC said last month that preliminary numbers show drug deaths last year likely fell for the first time in nearly three decades. The city health commissioner calls the decrease promising, but adds far too many New Yorkers are still dying. The U.S. has been experiencing its deadliest drug overdose epidemic, fueled by an opioid abuse crisis. Julie Walker, New York.
And I'm Philip Alexio, VOA News.
It's VOA. One. All the hits and more right here.